There are more signs today that the economy is in need of a jumpstart. Official inflation figures measuring overall price rises in the economy in the first 3 months of this year show a flat line. As if they needed one, it's another awkward reminder that for Australia's political leaders, that too many Australians lack confidence in the economic outlook to comfortably part with their money at shopping malls and department stores. Our business reporter David Taylor has been out speaking with shoppers in Sydney.
Official figures show shoppers are becoming increasingly reluctant to part with their cash. I'm here in a shopping precinct in downtown Sydney to find out what consumers are spending their money on.
Mortgage, food, household items.
Generally would be holding back, just trying to be better with money at the moment, just because everything's quite expensive and difficult at the moment.
What about your income? Is that flat or has that been growing?
Relatively flat at the moment. It's been not going up very much at the moment. Yes.
What's the most difficult thing for you to keep up with? Is it, I don't know, whether you own a home, whether it's rent, mortgage payments, petrol? What's the hardest to keep up with?
Yeah, it'd probably be rent and probably fuel and just car bills, like just rego and stuff like that is generally the highest expenses.
At the moment, beyond water usage, I've noticed that's certainly risen. A lot of our bills seem to be all escalated of recent times, you know. Yeah, there and food, I'd imagine. That'd be the three things that I would be concerned about.
Bureau of Statistics figures show households are spending a lot of money on the essentials. Healthcare costs are up, as are education expenses and the cost of servicing and maintaining a car. Drought and floods in the first 3 months of the year also led to a nearly 6% rise in the price of veggies. Alan Oster from the National Australia Bank says it's left consumers feeling strained.
And you've got things that people think they have to do, and things like pay their utility prices. A lot of them think that they've got too much debt, and so they're going to try and cut back if they possibly can. And, you know, they'll spend to go to see the doctors, see their kids educated, but they won't spend if they have a chance not to.
It's also important to note that petrol prices plunged almost 9% in the first 3 months of this year, producing a particularly weak inflation result. Prices have since risen, climbing to six-month highs. But Alan Oster believes the overall story is one of an economy being propped up by huge amounts of government spending and the ongoing rivers of cash from China for Australia's exports. This city worker on her lunch break says she is benefiting from Australia's record economic expansion.
Yeah, I feel fine. I'm not worried about money.
In terms of sort of luxury items or leisure spending, is there anything that you're missing out on?
No.
The problem, says Alan Oster, is that the majority of Australians are not feeling any of the economic benefits from this.
The Australian economy at present is still fairly okay. And the reason for that is, as we said, there's a lot of spend on infrastructure, particularly Sydney, Melbourne. There's also a lot of spend in the consumption area of the government and exports. So it's not as if all parts of the economy are terrible. It's just that a lot of in the areas that people live, it's tough, and people are looking at their budgets and saying, well, the economy might be okay, but I'm not, and I'm not going to spend if I don't have to. And that puts downward pressure on prices, and it also means that the economy itself in the private sector has lost a lot of momentum.
These city workers can attest to that.
At this stage, I'm just pouring money into the superannuation.
Not with cost of living in Sydney and the housing market, no. I don't think that's doing well. It's not affordable for people.
So you're not feeling it?
No. Mm-mm. I'd like to be in the, you know, in the age bracket I am. Most of my friends are paying off their mortgage, but there I have quite a circle that are in my spot as well that haven't been able to get into it, so we're long-term renters.
Some Sydney workers on their lunch break there. While the economy is showing glaring signs of weakness, the stock market is positively booming. So what is going on? David Taylor is back from a spot of shopping and he's here in the studio. David, what's the latest from the financial markets?
Well, Linda, the Australian share market soared to an 11-year high today, led by technology and healthcare stocks. The ASX last reached these heights in January 2008, right before the financial crisis wiped wiped about, believe it or not, 50% of the value of the market. Now, it followed Wall Street's impressive performance overnight, reaching all-time highs. The move higher on Wall Street was on the back of some better-than-expected corporate results.
So can you explain what appears to me, at least, to be a contradiction with corporate Australia on the one hand in rude health, apparently, but households clearly struggling?
Well, it's a contradiction, but it does make sense if you break it down a little bit. Corporate America and Australia continue to produce solid profits. The results last night on Wall Street were better than expected. That always raises the stock market. And Australia, we've got healthcare companies continuing to do well, rivers of gold coming from China boosting mining stocks, and energy stocks too are going gangbusters. So corporate Australia is definitely in rude health, but consumers, as we've just heard, are facing rising utility costs and other costs, and of course, limited wage growth. So it doesn't appear to make sense, but when you break it down, there is definitely a disparity there.
Yeah, there is. How far can this share market bonanza run if people aren't getting wage rises and not able to spend as much in the economy?
Well, the reality is we'd all love it to keep going because many of us hold superannuation that benefit from it. But BlackRock is a global investment giant. He doesn't think the share market bull run can last. And of course, that's correct. It's starting, actually, to position its clients for the downturn already. Brian Deese is BlackRock's managing director.
Look, I think we are certainly in the late stage of one of the longest cyclical expansions that we've seen in recent memory, and I think we're seeing a number of predictable late stage dynamics. And I think the question that everybody's trying to grapple with is at what point and what context will we see this expansion begin to slow down. I think when we think about it from the sustainability perspective, one of the things that this moment reinforces is that these types of risks, they're often defensive in nature, are particularly important when you're thinking about the kinds of things that people need to be thinking about at this point in the business cycle, which is how to build defensive elements into your portfolio.
BlackRock's Brian Deese there. And Linda, believe it or not, he says that one way to protect your portfolio is to invest in a low carbon economy with renewable energy.
Okay, so what does all of this mean for interest rates then, David?
Look, economists are a little bit divided on this. The general consensus is that the Reserve Bank won't cut interest rates from this point unless they see a definite rise in the unemployment rate. We have seen a little tick up in the unemployment rate, but there needs to be a trend increase in the unemployment rate to say 5.5%. We haven't seen that yet, but there are other economists this afternoon making it very clear that they think there'll be a rate cut sooner rather than later, with one economist saying there could be a rate cut as early as next month. The dollar, Linda, certainly believes there will be a rate cut imminently.
Okay, thanks very much, business reporter David Taylor.